United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so Spins, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends. And as I coined today, Mark knows best. Hey, listen, yesterday there was a bunch of people who ended up, and I'm not going to even call them tea party people. There was just a lot of concerned citizens that went up to Washington yesterday to talk about the IRS. And Glenn Beck did a very, very powerful, renowned speech. And so I'm going to play that now. It's going to take about a half an hour when we come back. Mark and I will tell you what we think about the IRS and the new economy and Bernanke and the quantitative easing and all that kind of stuff that's happening around the country that you may or may not know about. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600, and enjoy.
Standing with us today, Glenn Beck.
I want to bring on some people that are warriors because our tactics have got to change. If we want our country to change, we have to change fundamentally as people. Today, inside, they dedicated a brand new statue to another American giant. This one was Frederick Douglass. He was a man that was born into slavery, but knew instinctively that he was not a slave. To keep a man a slave, you have to do the same, much of the same, as the old circus masters used to do around the turn of the last century with elephants. You'd clamp heavy chains around their legs, and then you would stake it to the ground. Then you would take the elephant, and you would beat it, and you would terrorize it. And after a while, you could unstake the chain. The elephant would just give up. He would no longer move. Just the mere rattle of the chain was enough to scare the elephant. Wow. And so they would give up, and they would do whatever it was the circus master required. Frederick Douglass was lucky enough to grow up in a house where he was taught to read and to write and to think. He knew that God did not make men to be masters over other men.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
He knew that God did not intend any man to impose unrighteous dominion over any man or beast. It is time that Americans remind themselves of this truth again and rise up against the intimidation before the handful of peanuts from our new political circus masters are considered kindness instead of the symbol of evil cruelty, which they are. In the building that stands behind me and in front of you, right now they are excusing the storing of all data, all phone calls, all financial transactions, geo-tracking. They are doing it in the name of our safety while allowing anyone to cross our borders either on foot or in underground tunnels without any worry or consequence. In the building behind me, they have not suspended or fired but have promoted those at the IRS who rattled the chains of control to any group that disagreed with its policies. And now they are pushing misery and death through the so-called Arab Spring, country after country, and now they are plotting a new war with Syria. This again will bring nothing but death and destruction the world over, and the price that we will pay will be too high. We are told that we have to pick sides to arm those, but those people that we are choosing to arm are so far down on the scale of decency that even Vladimir Putin...
Only of our Congress, our president, but our media, and quite honestly, ourselves.
All right, say that, sir.
I called some friends to stand with me today, some modern-day spiritual giants. They are from different faiths. They are from different backgrounds. They have some different views, I'm sure. But we all have one thing in common. We don't recognize our country anymore. And because we know that God is just, we tremble for the future of our children. But we wonder, and we want to ask all Americans, is this country even worth defending anymore?
Do it now.
USA!
USA! USA! USA! USA! USA! USA!
It is easy to shout USA. It is harder to defend the principles that we don't even know.
Yeah.
What is it we stand for? Who are we? And will most of our citizens even care or notice as the chain is clamped around her leg again? What is it that will be written about this generation? What is it that will be said about us? The greatest generation has almost completely passed. It is us now that historians will watch to see what we will do. Will it be said of us, this generation, that no one called for justice? No one pleaded for truth, that we trusted in vanity and spoke in lies, that we conceived mischief and brought forth iniquity? What is it that we even believe anymore? And where did we get these ideas that now seem to be so popular with our fellow citizens? Our forebears came to these shores not for free stuff, but for freedom. Our forebears came here to make their own way, to create a different life. They came here because they knew that God made them free, and they were free to pursue their own happiness and take responsibility for their own lives and their own actions. They came here because even though they may have come from different religions, they knew they had the right to worship the God of their understanding the way they chose to worship. There are some things that are still worth believing in. But how many Americans do anymore? How many of us still really believe that the little guy can make it? That every single life has value and is worth living? That honor and integrity do matter? That justice will prevail, if not in this lifetime, surely in the next.
Yes.
America must recognize that God does exist, and that what each of us do and choose to do with every second of our day matters. America must again recognize that it is the meek that shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
Have we forgotten, as we declare ourselves masters of the planet in our arrogance, spread our troops all over the planet, teach the world how to do banking the way we do it in America, even though we can't master our own homes, protect our own neighborhoods, or seemingly balance a simple checkbook ourselves? How grotesque and garish we must appear to those who are looking in. I, for one, still believe in the simple, silly notion of truth, justice, and the American way.
Yes.
But we have to admit to ourselves that since our very founding, a good percentage of our fellow citizens close their eyes to the civil right violations of other Americans. There was only about 10 to 20% of those who fought in the American Revolution, only about 10 or 20% of the entire population of America was involved. The rest stood out and watched to see what would happen. People all our history have said things like, well, I'm okay. Well, I just don't want to think about that. That's kind of a bad thing. Or I'm busy. Or it doesn't personally affect me. Or it can't be as bad as they say. Or even if it is, I'm just one person. And what difference can I make? Nothing has changed except the chairs at the table. Someone is always on the losing end of the stick of power. Blacks are the most obvious. The Chinese, the Native American. But let's not forget the Irish, or the Catholics, or the Mormons, or the Jews. And now it seems those on the short end of the stick are all those of faith that will not conform.
Amen. Amen, Brian.
For those that think men foolishly make progress collectively, let me warn you, history teaches you couldn't be more wrong. We are redeemed one man at a time. There is no family pass ticket or park hopping pass to life. It is one ticket, one ride, one person at a time. Man does not vanquish hatred or bigotry. Hatred and bigotry continues to move from the blacks to the Irish to the atheists to the Christians. But if you recognize this, you will notice also that there are always a few leaders that stand up. Ben Franklin, John Quincy Adams, Harriet Beecher Stowe, Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, Booker T. Washington, Gandhi, Martin Luther King. They knew that the march toward freedom never ends, and man must be vigilant and pray less with his lips and more with his legs. Those few people inspired just handfuls of people. They never forgot that truth, justice, and freedom are the wellsprings of the water of man's civil rights, and so they must be upheld for all men. Those that you don't know, those that you don't like, most importantly, those that you do know and really don't like. Because if their rights are violated, all rights are violated. In the past, these historic stands in America, which we now call civil rights movements, were all done by a small but dedicated portion of citizens, which led to great and profound changes in our nation. But those movements always started in the same place, the church, and with people of God. And usually not the popular churches. Usually not the preachers that everybody loved to hear. They were the preachers that put it all on the line. They were the preachers like these men, who knew they were born free, but that freedom comes at a profound price, profound responsibility. People that stood against injustice, hatred, and bigotry. Our pulpits in this country have gone silent out of fear, out of arrogance, or out of apathy. Their faith is now found in the wisdom of man and not the power of God. For some preachers losing their tithing checks, or maybe it's the gold Rolex, has become more important than losing man's freedom. Whatever the reason, they are no longer willing to call evil by its name. And there is no vision. And when there is no vision, the people shall perish. May I humbly suggest a vision? Martin Luther King knew the answer, and he lost a lot more than congregants on his march. Students today all across our country are taught that his vision probably came from Gandhi, or maybe that idea came from some progressive philosopher in the early 20th century. Martin Luther King's vision of although we all be free men, when we choose to make ourselves servant to all, we gain the more, did not come from a progressive philosopher, believe me. Let's get a couple of things straight. What MLK and Gandhi and Lincoln, what they all did was not progressive or new. It was ancient. Hollywood, Woodstock, and the hippie culture was not the source of the power of the 1960s civil rights movement. It was God and God alone. It was God that led those men and women risking their lives over that bridge in Selma, Alabama, not Janis Joplin, not Columbia University, and it sure the hell wasn't a labor union. It wasn't John Lennon that taught people about peace and peaceful resistance. That job fell on the shoulders of a Jewish carpenter a long time ago. The rights that so many Americans ignorantly preach about, whine about, aren't even theirs. They don't belong to us. Those rights belong to God. We are mere caretakers of those rights. They belong to Him and given to us for stewardship. And they're pretty important. And they're pretty obvious. In fact, they were so obvious that we used to say they were self-evident. For those people who are currently under indoctrination in our universities, let me explain self-evident. That means they're so simple that humans don't even have to have them explained to them.
There you go.
Wow. You know. You don't need to be taught. You instinctively know that you have a right not to be executed without trial, not to be held without charge, not to be searched without warrant, or spied upon without cause. The government is no longer the protector of those rights. They are the chief violator of those rights. And so we must stand and protect them. When we are told that the IRS, the EPA, the ATF, the FBI, or any of the others, when we're told it's okay for them to hassle, threaten, or intimidate others because of their skin color, their religion, their political belief, we stop being the country all of us want to build and start being the country all of the world should fear.
There we go.
The long train of abuses regarding these rights are exactly the same abuses that Martin Luther King marched against, and they're the very same rights that are dusty founders preached against. Men make progress, but man never changes. Man loves power. Man loves money. No matter the skin color, no matter the party, no matter the religion, no matter the income level. These systems, I stood up there last week, and I looked down and how the streets point directly to the Speaker of the House. It's intoxicating. The symbol of our nation make men drunk with power. And then they justify their lust for more by claiming they're public servants. I realized last night when I came and landed in this city and I thought, I actually like Vegas more than this city.
I realized the only difference between Las Vegas and Washington, D.C. is at least Vegas has the decency to admit it's full of crooks and hookers. It's time to sober up. Too many of the Republicans, too many of the Democrats, too many Americans have played us, lied, stolen, and the getaway car was driven by the mainstream media. A media that can no longer with a straight face can claim the role of journalist. Let me tell the media something. Journalism implies that you print or run stories the powerful do not like. What you are doing is nothing more than public relations. We are not racist. We are not anti-immigrant. We are not anti-government. But we will not be silent another day more.
Amen. That's it. Yeah.
And those who wish to use unrighteous dominion over mankind are not enemies of ours. They are enemies of his.
Yes.
And I have a sneaking suspicion he's not going to be silent much longer either.
Amen.
Wow.
We as a people no longer accept the lies, the corruption, the information and data gathering. It is evil. It is un-American. It is wrong. We come here today to send a very clear message. To surround all of those who wish to stand and break that cycle of corruption. We will use ourselves as shields, if need be, to protect those who are in the system, the elected official, or the whistleblowers, with the courage to stand and tell the truth. I come here today as a father and as a citizen to respectfully, but with the power of the Spirit, demand to be treated as an equal member of society.
Yeah.
I am a man,
yeah.
And I will be treated as a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I answer to only one king,
yeah.
And his kingdom will come.
Yeah.
His will be done.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have chosen sides. We choose God.
Yeah, bro.
And America as a nation must do the same as well. We come here again to declare our independence, to reaffirm our founding principles. We as a nation, in our documents and again today, acknowledge there is a creator. We acknowledge that he gives us certain inalienable rights. We declare that government exists primarily to protect those natural God-given rights. We declare that God has established right and wrong. We declare that he is just. And therefore, man must pay for his mistakes either now on earth or through his justice later.
Yeah.
But there is no such thing as social justice.
Uh-oh.
Only God can balance things out. And we are bold enough to declare today in this city that we are not God.
Yes.
We are honest and decent men. And we will fight for and do our very best to establish equal justice for all mankind.
There is no such thing as collective salvation. However, we are going to be judged on how we treat each other, how we live our lives, how we treat our fellow brothers and sisters, especially those that mistreat us. Thus, we must serve them, help them, with charity toward all. Malice toward none is what Lincoln said, but God said it slightly different. Vengeance is mine. Anyone who speaks of punishing political enemies, anyone who tells you about vengeance is not only on the wrong side, it is evil. Clear evil, and we have a responsibility to declare it as such.
Yes, that's right.
America, your job has just begun. It is time to rise up and boldly declare those self-evident truths that changed the world so many years ago, and demand that those truths remain the basis of our laws. My civil rights will not be trampled. And I say this not for me, not for my children, but all men that yearn to be free. Those who make our Apple products at a place called Foxconn, where they are so enslaved they throw themselves off the top of the building. I say these for those who languish in prisons in Cuba, in North Korea, in Venezuela. I say that for those homosexuals who are currently being stoned to death in the streets of Egypt and Iran, while our so-called civil rights leaders hold coffee clatches with third graders at the White House. I will not stand for my job, for my house, or for my income. But I will stand for those immigrants who came here the right way, to not have their dreams destroyed by a group of elites in this town, increasing the competition at the lowest rung of the ladder while keeping the brightest and best minds out of the visa pool, allowing for little competition at the very top. It's wrong. We will not pervert a woman's right and twist it into a gross silent defense of abortion doctors in Philly and Houston. While turning our eyes from the forgotten women who have never had the civil right to walk alone on a street without a man, or drive a car in Pakistan or Saudi Arabia, or even those who currently cower in fear with their faces covered in our own country, in Florida, Virginia, New York, and Minnesota. We will not waste another second of our precious life shadow boxing the demons of the past when the fight to end actual slavery is still happening today.
That's right.
Call it what you want, but those who make your iPad in China, those who make your cute little Mao purses, they are the very people you claim to care so much about, and they are the ones yearning to breathe free. And worse yet, the oldest form of human degradation that has been seen, the sex slave trade. It currently holds in its coils over 2 million children. The biggest source of this evil is on our border in Arizona. I have spoken to lawmakers in Mexico, and they have begged America to please seal the border so we don't sell more children into a sex slave industry.
Do it!
The press will mock and say what they will, and they will also say, how dare men declare themselves to be the next Martin Luther King or civil rights leader. How blind people are to believe that the civil rights movement ever ended. The civil rights movement never ends, and it never will. It has been marching on since the beginning of time. Where Martin Luther King started is where Gandhi left off. And where he picked it up, Abraham Lincoln left it off. And before that, it was Whitfield all the way back to Moses.
Yep.
It is never too late.
Yeah.
We are not at the mercy. We are not at the mercy of these events. We can change the course of history, and we must. We can stand against the dangerous arc of our country's story today. But we need more people like you, willing to sacrifice their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. People willing to stand up and tell the truth. The last century was a century of genocide, where collectivists, national socialists, communists, evil, rose up time and time again and swallowed up the lives of millions. It happens every time man says the collective is more important than the individual.
Amen.
That one phrase, the collective is more important than the individual, that one phrase every time is a license to kill anyone deemed standing in the way of progress. But last century, evil met its match, and goodness eventually prevailed. Martin Luther King and Bonhoeffer and Lech Walesa gave their lives, or much of their lives, in the pursuit of human rights. They took the side of justice over injustice. They held aloft the torch of freedom to push out the darkness of hate. These men and women lived difficult lives. They often live shortened lives.
Yeah.
They were born to relative privilege. They chose to take on suffering. They didn't want to martyr themselves. They would have been happy to live the rest of their lives. But to the righteous, there is no comfort when evil has taken root.
Yeah, right.
The cause of human rights has been taken over in this country by a group of clownish organizations who share very little with the individuals who led the movement in the 60s. Human rights was once a cry for justice. Now it's merely used as a threat. These organizations have become bullies, grotesque parodies of the principles they pretend to represent. They criticize free nations and spare the unfree. They are nearly comical in their double standards. They are no more the enforcers of civil rights. They are the attack dogs who wish to keep men confined in spaces they design. Whatever moral authority they once had is spent.
Yep.
Their time is up.
Yep.
And we dismiss them.
Yep.
I beg those with eyes and ears to heed the call and to begin to train yourself now under the exact same system used by Martin Luther King. Search his words out. You will find, if you're younger, that your history professors and civil rights activists have lied to you. They've left out the real author of those words.
Yep.
Read them. Ponder them. I dare you to risk to live them. Even though, if you do, it'll make you a target of the NSA. But having your name on a list as an enemy of theirs may be the safest thing you ever do. Pastors, priests, rabbis, I challenge you. What have you done with your knowledge and priesthood power that those without that priesthood privilege have not done? If you can't answer that with power every single day, what good are you? Average citizens and college students, I challenge you. Martin Luther King didn't take a class. He didn't get a certificate. He didn't go out and get a bunch of permits. He saw injustice. He studied eternal truths. He exercised discipline and love. And he got off his butt and he marched. If you don't find a leader, it's perhaps that you were destined to be the leader.
Yeah.
Christians, I believe in the free market system. If your preacher is too afraid to preach it from the pulpit, then maybe you should start preaching it from the street corner.
Yeah.
Many are called. Will you answer?
Yeah.
Our spiritual body is out of shape, and we need intensive training right now. Turn back to God. Some things are worth believing in. The good guys do win in the end.
Yep.
Evil doesn't stand unless good men don't stand up. The time is now, and we are the people. We must never stop being the shore that others can come to for shelter and hope. But we must realign ourselves with truth and rise. This is the vision. We must preach good tidings to the meek, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to those held captive, declare vengeance belongs to God and God alone, give comfort to those that mourn, beauty for ashes, and water the trees of righteousness. We shall not perish. We shall not perish. I know a lot of us don't like to hear the truth. Well, it's too bad. Too late for that.
Yep.
George Washington told us, religion and morality are the only stable and lasting basis of individual life and public policy.
Yep.
If we are to survive, they must be part of our public policy rather than driven from it.
Yeah.
It is no longer good enough to be a good person. Each of us today must strive to be the next Abraham Lincoln, the next Martin Luther King. It is noble to strive to be the size of that bronze giant that they unveiled today. Frederick Douglass's time was in the 1800s. Martin Luther King's time is past. This is our time.
Yes.
And the long march towards civil rights is here. Stand without fear. Lock arms. Stare down the bullies with the full armor of God. Honor, courage, and love is what is required. They are contagious. Spread the word. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. Let us today, as George Washington said, raise a standard that the wise and the honest can repair. The rest of it is in the hands of God.
Yes.
God bless. Thank you.
Avoid the rush and listen to us. Tune in to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, weekdays noon to 3 on News Talk 600. We cover the local and national issues that affect you and your community. Get talking to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Struthers man entered a guilty plea yesterday to abusing his girlfriend's teenage son until he died. 43-year-old Zero Bush entered pleas for murder, 4 counts of child endangering, and 2 counts of intimidation. He'll be sentenced June 28th for the death of 14-year-old Teddy Foltz, who died last January. A Beaver Township woman is jailed in Mahoning County, accused of leaving her 2 young children home alone and strapped in their car seats. The youngsters are 9 months old and 3 years old. A co-worker of 24-year-old Casey Moser was concerned about where the children were when Moser was working 12-hour shifts. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Ohio's elections chief over a sidelined 2012 ballot issue. The group Fair Elections Ohio successfully qualified an issue on certain election rules for the ballot, but lawmakers later repealed an underlying law, so Secretary of State John Houston didn't consider the group's issue. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Are you looking to save money on your heating and cooling bills this year? Quality Windows can meet all your window needs while improving your curb appeal and increasing your home's value. Family owned and operated since 1998, Quality Windows lifetime warranted easy maintenance windows can save you up to 35% on your energy bills. They'll bring the showroom to you.
Hi, this is Kevin Goldberg, owner of Quality Windows. Call us today for your free in-home estimate at 1-800-863-9344. And you won't have to worry. There's no high-pressure 3-hour sales pitch with us. We don't require down payments, and we also have many different financing options available. And our prices start at just $179. And if you call in and mention this ad, receive an additional 20% off our Timeless series. And all our Quality Windows come with a true lifetime warranty.
Get your free estimate and more info at QualityWindowsLLC.com. 800-863-9344. Quality Windows. You've seen the rest. Now come see the best.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5329, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com, or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, guys, we're here, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good afternoon. It's 50 minutes after the hour, 12 noon, and I hope you had a good lunch. I played, there was a Tea Party rally against the IRS practices on yesterday in Washington, D.C. A lot of buses went up to D.C. yesterday for this rally, and Glenn Beck spoke. And I played the speech that he had given, and I thought it was very, very profound. Now, I understand you may not like who he is. Fine. But a broke clock is right twice a day. So you have to give credibility to a message, even if you don't like the messenger. And so, and what he said, if you are, wherever you are, it was a good, heartfelt, honest, I couldn't disagree with him more speech. Hello? So, you know, I may not like him, and I may think he is, you know, scum of the earth, but the speech was on point. And so I hope you'll take that with you. And I'm not saying it's me, but I'm just saying I know you don't have to like the messenger. Just take the meat from the bones, throw back the bones, and move on. But accountability, leadership, and direction is what America needs, and we have thrown everything out, including our God. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Tracy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
This is I just have chills going up and down my leg. Yeah, Chris Matthews has nothing but I got listening to Glenn Beck and listening to those powerful, powerful words. They're going up my leg. They're going down my arm, my hair. Wonderful. It's high. You know, they talk about the president being the orator. The president can read a speech. You know, Beck stands up there and pretty much does that from the heart. And he's just terrific. What a powerful message.
That
our rights come from God, that we are created, all men are created equal. Our Creator gives us rights, and that jerky government can't take them away.
But you can give them away.
And we are giving them away. Well, that's, you know, I am, you know what I think? I think that comes from, I don't know, you start with a president who has been dissing the Constitution. I mean, here's a guy that gets elected, and he's a constitutional professor. And people, oh, that's really good. He knows the Constitution. No, he doesn't know the Constitution. Here's a guy that got elected for the sole purpose of getting around the Constitution, going under the Constitution, going above the Constitution. And, you know, it reminds me of that old hymn, so high you can't get over it, so low you can't get under it. And that's how our Constitution ought to be. Now hear the word of the Lord. And, you know, we need to hear that word and to understand. But the public doesn't get it. They think this is a bunch of, yeah, that doesn't have any relevance anymore. Well, when they listen to you on your telephone, folks, then you're going to understand the relevance. When they come after you, they're going to come after you because people like that go after everybody.
I'm going to pull up some calls, then I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and continue this conversation for the next 2 hours. Hey, 831, your mic is on.
Hello, Tracy. Hi, Mark.
Hey.
I just want to thank you for putting that on. That was so nice of you to do because I'm sure you're going to get, you know, and I say ditto to what Glenn Beck said. I've been watching him for a while, and sometimes I feel like what you said, Tracy. Sometimes I think he's a silly messenger sometimes, you know, some of his things. But that was right on the spot. So
he was dead on.
Again.
And, oh, you're
thank
welcome,
you for
Bonnie.
Taking my call.
Always.
And you guys have a great weekend.
I miss you guys too.
I am on my way. I'm on my cell phone breaking the law, driving, using my phone, listening to Tracy and Friends. So you guys are partners in crime. And I'm, you know, my phone's going to die. So, you know, I just love you guys. Thank you for telling the truth.
I love you too, Bonnie. Thank
you for being there. I'll listen on the radio.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. 267, your mic is on.
Yeah, I think, you know, personally, like, I think Glenn Beck is a person who tries to benefit from the conspiracy theories that are floating around today. I think he's in the realm of Alex Jones. I don't think Fox News is a serious news channel, and I don't think it's any type of journalism actually being done there. The only way you as a citizen can arm yourself against what the government is trying to do is you have to self-educate yourself, go to different types of alternative types of information and news sources, and then try to use aspects of your own judgment to try to decide how you should act.
Silly, this, I got a question for you. Okay. You may, no matter, like I said, I said this at the beginning of when I opened up. You may not agree with Glenn Beck. You may think he's a scum of the earth. But did he say anything inside of that speech that you disagreed with?
I do not trust him. I do
That's
not,
not
trust
asked
him.
You.
I do not
That's
trust
not
anyone at Fox News.
That's not what I asked you.
I don't trust
you.
Fox
not,
News, period. I don't trust
but
Fox
not what
News.
I, but that's not what I asked you. What I'm saying is I'm not telling people to trust Fox News. That's not what I said. I said a broke clock is right twice a day. My question to you is, did he say anything inside of the speech that you just heard that you disagreed with? Because, see,
Glenn Glenn Beck is just a person who's an opportunist. He is repeating things
but
that
that's
he
not
has
what I,
heard
that's,
from other people who are on the right-wing side of the media, and he is trying to garner that to gain
but
fame.
Did you miss my question? I didn't say where he got it.
I'm giving you my opinion is that he is just an opportunist who is trying to gain fame for himself.
But that's not what I asked
he
you.
He is not serious about any cause to go against what the government is doing.
But that's not what I asked you. Because, see, this is the problem that I think I have with a lot of people. I didn't ask you, do you like him? And I didn't ask you, did you trust him? I asked you, did you agree with what he said? Wherever he got it from, if he plagiarized it.
No, I don't agree
with
what he said.
What
no,
did you
I don't
disagree
agree with what he said.
What do you disagree with?
I don't take him seriously at all. I don't
That's
take him seriously.
See,
well,
let me ask you this. When you go into a classroom, do you have to like the teacher to learn from him?
What I just said is I'm giving you my opinion of a lot of these people that are making
sense. We ain't talking
now.
About a lot of people.
They're not,
I'm not
serious
talking about-
people. They're just doing this to ride some conspiracy theory. So that
that's
they
not
can
what I'm asking
make
you.
Fame and
Listen,
money for themselves.
So what? He's got say he has he's a capitalist. He's making money on it, and it's okay. And you despise him, and he's using people. Okay, so is everybody else in America.
Yeah,
the
but what I'm
kept.
Saying to you
no,
is,
no,
is
no.
that if you are a concerned citizen about what the government is attempting to do, you have to self-educate yourself and get involved in some type of grassroots movement outside of Fox News. And like outside of what anything that this you know this
Dude,
individual like you know, what he's trying to do like in terms of Glenn Beck is trying to do.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Did you didn't listen to the words that came out of his mouth? Am I correct?
Miss, what I'm saying to you is
my name ain't Miss. You called in to tell me what you wanted to say, and what I'm asking you is, did you listen to the speech and listen to the words or? Or did you just
I
wait because you heard
what
his
he
voice?
Said. I
so how, what
to
did
what
you disagree
said.
With? What did
I
you disagree
with? I don't agree with anything that he said. I don't agree with that
say,
period.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I don't agree with them at all. I don't like Fox News at all.
That's,
and if
that's,
you are
that's,
a concerned
no, no,
person,
no, no.
Who's a concerned
no,
citizen,
no.
You have to get outside of the realm of Fox News and Bill O'Reilly,
man,
and Sean Hannity,
you know,
and all
what?
Those people.
You are just as bad as those that we talk about. I'm taking a break. You'll see you on the other side.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
We're in the tank again, a day after the Fed said it would cut back on its economic stimulus programs. The months to come, economist Steve Blitz with the firm ITG thinks it's a knee-jerk reaction.
I think the first reaction here from the equity market is, in my mind, is a knee-jerk reaction to an event that's going to be very slow, not get started till the end of the year.
He's urging investors to be patient and says there could be some real bargains if you are willing to wait and the markets continue to fall. If you're looking for a home, keep two things in mind. The first, a lot of people are also ready to buy. Walter Maloney with the National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose by more than 4% last month.
They're running 13% above a year ago, and we now have sales at the highest level in 3.5 years.
And the other thing to keep in mind, that prices are also heading up to their highest level in May since July of 2008. Could be a long weekend for same-sex marriage supporters. The Supreme Court has put off a couple of important decisions until next week.
In San Francisco, the mayor is now flying the Rainbow Gay Pride flag outside of City Hall. San Francisco is kicking off a giant gay pride celebration as it waits for the Supreme Court's ruling. Former San Francisco supervisor Bevin Dufty attended a Pride kickoff event.
This is a very exciting time, and for it to happen in the middle of Pride, I just think couldn't be any sweeter.
The ruling could come as early as Monday. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A ceremony at NASA's Johnson Space Center honoring the first man to walk on the moon.
I will be eternally grateful to be so fortunate that my opportunity to fly to the moon and land was under the command of Neil Armstrong.
Buzz Aldrin remembering his colleague who died last year. This is ABC News.
Hi, this is Dick Morris. Obamacare is taking full effect this year with over 15,000 pages of regulations. You need to know how this law affects you. That's why you should get your copy of Obamacare Survival Guide. It's easy to read and the best guide to the new law. Even if you're currently insured or a senior on Medicare or a business owner, a medical profession, or really any citizen, you need the Obamacare Survival Guide. In it, you'll find about hidden taxes, fees, and fines, including a 40% tax on some health plans. I warned you about Obamacare, its rationing, Medicare cuts, and will trigger doctor shortages. Now the Obamacare Survival Guide gives you the simple steps to protect your family. So get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. Or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 today by going to Obamacare911.com. Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
At the end of the month, the cost of a college education could get a lot more expensive for some people. Interest rates on student loans are set to double unless Congress does something about it.
Searching for a solution before the July 1st deadline, Education Secretary Arne Duncan will meet with Democratic senators here at the Capitol. A bipartisan Senate group is working on a plan that would have graduate students pay higher interest rates than undergrads. It would allow student loan interest rates to go up once a year, tied to Treasury note interest rates. The House has passed a Republican bill that would also allow student loan interest rates to go up annually. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Capitol.
Tropical Storm Barry has made landfall in Mexico, threatening deadly flash floods and mudslides as it moves inland. The National Hurricane Center says Barry should continue to move west overland for the next day or so before it begins to weaken and lose its tropical characteristics. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingly Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingly offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingly, it's not clean. Kingly Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley. And read the testimonials at AIWHealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoney Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austintown receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Hope you're having a good day today. I love Philadelphia. I really do. But this is the problem that I have with people, and it is 7 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock here on the 20th, the first day before summer. We don't know how to analyze information no matter where it comes from. If my enemy tells me that the house is on fire and I begin to smell smoke, I may not like my enemy, but I can realize that he might be telling the truth that day and it won't kill me to go outside. And that's something that we're going to have to learn how to do. You don't have to get in bed with everybody. You don't have to like them. You don't have to agree with everything that they say. But if you're right, you got to give the devil a due that you say, you know what? That makes sense. Maybe I ought to pay attention. I don't have to follow you, but maybe I ought to listen. I just had to get that off my chest because I don't think people understand there is a quality in doing that. You don't know everything, and people that you don't like can give you good information. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hey, Tracy. How you doing? Good. I'm sitting here, and during the break, I'm reading some quotes from 1984, George Orwell's book. And
are we there yet?
You know what? They make fun of it, you know, on jokes when you get some of these conservatives and Tea Party people to talk about Obama speak. I think the answer is yes, we're there. You have to be able to tell the truth. You have to be able to speak up without fear of being harassed by the government. And when you have the Internal Revenue Service going after people on the basis of their political opinions, when you have the Attorney General and the FBI going after reporters on the basis of their political opinions. And when you have the President of the United States saying, trust me, when all this other stuff is going on, I think we're there. I think we're there. You have to, and I'm looking at one of these quotes over here, and I want to make sure I get the right one. Boom. Here we go. Yep, my computer's went blank. Here we are. Freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. If that's granted, all else follows. Now think about that. Freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. And that's not what we have over here now. Now 2 + 2 has to equal something else. And they're trying to twist it into something else. It's a very simple concept. You look at it. It's like the old saying, if it walks like a duck, if it looks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
You can't be a duck.
And you can't say those things anymore. It's across the board. And it gets scary. Look at what's going on. We were talking during the break. Look what's going on in New York.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this just a little bit. Where City Council of New York is ready to pass ordinances prohibiting police officers from describing the perpetrators of a crime. So when you turn on Law and Order, you're going to hear hear these guys say he is a white male with long hair and wearing a sweatshirt and blah, 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 blah. Now you're going to hear it was a male wearing a sweatshirt. And being able to say male is iffy the way this thing's been written.
What you're going to say, it was a person who did something that I don't know what they did, but this is what they did, but this is what they didn't look. They look like, you know, Elmer Fudd.
You can't say sex. You can't say race. You can't say, you know, he was a drag queen. You can't say anything. All you can say is, well, yeah, he was wearing a blue sweatshirt.
Hey, Alabama, how you doing, honey?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on?
And I actually felt I like what Glenn Beck said. I really don't see what I mean. The enemy part. I guess I fell off for a minute. Well, I didn't know somebody disagreed. What was there to disagree with?
Alabama. I asked, and Philadelphia said he doesn't like him. He doesn't trust him. So since he doesn't trust him, he can't agree with anything that he said.
Just because he said it.
Just because he said it.
Oh, but that's typical, and I hate to say that, that's the typical, you know, African-American person. They think Republican or conservative, they think, okay, racist. That's all they hear. So, I mean, that's just, mine shuts off when, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, we get stupid when we see Republican. We just don't think, which is stupid. So,
and I said, a broke clock, you know, right twice a day, you know, I know that we don't mean that, may not agree. I may not like you. But if you yell fire in the middle of a room, and I smell.
I mean, he doesn't like Ron Paul on some. I'm sitting like Ron Paul would have been better than. I mean, even I didn't like him for a minute. Then I started looking at his policies and said, well, maybe he has, you know, he's a stronger candidate than what we had to choose from. He was, in my mind now. So I don't know. I look at all this stuff and I say, well, that's the problem. We got too many people that just. We think party. We think, okay, he's a party. He's a Republican. He's white, and I'm black.
He's white.
So I'm no. So those preachers, who was that standing up there with him?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
You got a lot of African American preachers that are kind of seeing the light on the Democrats on a lot of stuff, and they go, you know, they catching some flack, but
they need
it
to
is what it
you
is.
Know, We, you know, Phil Bryant was probably there, but we need to catch some flack. We need, and the American people need to wake up. Anytime the government lies to you the way they've lied to us in the last 7 years, and then tell you, I mean, they slap you and then tell you, no, I didn't. I think Mark was talking about this airplane. What was it? TWA
800. 800. TWA 800. And this happened 17 years ago. And I remember when the story was going off. I mean, they tried to twist the facts to make the story that they wanted to tell. When you had 700 and some people that saw that airplane go down. I mean, this didn't happen out of the middle of the ocean. It happened off the coast of Long Island. And there were people in boats watching, people on shore watching, people in airplanes watching, and saw something fly up and hit the side of the plane. Now, they tried to explain that. And they drew computer graphs, and they did this, and they put together all these videos showing how that could have happened, because they were bound and determined to say it wasn't a missile that was shot up at the plane. Now you have six of the investigators who have retired and are now coming forward and saying, we were told to shut up, we were told not to tell the truth, and we were shut down. And the investigation didn't talk to the people they should have talked to, and they apparently have some additional radar that they're looking at now that shows the missile going up and hitting the plane. And the guy still gets on TV and says, oh, that didn't happen. Well, you know what? I know what I saw. Don't tell me what I saw. I'm not stupid.
And see, that's a problem. I mean, you know what you saw. You know what's going on around you. And they're trying to tell you, no, you did, that's not how it is. Remember Eddie Murphy and when he did Raw? And he said, you know, a woman walked into a room and you're cheating on her, and he said, it wasn't me. And she believes it. It's the same thing.
Well, Tracy, how is it? Now, this is something I find real interesting. Okay, this is coming out, what, almost 20 years later, that they were told to lie, right? I hate to go back to 9/11, but you got a lot of holes in 9/11. And I think that they lied to us on that, too. I do. I think that, you know. So I'm just sitting like, it's a lot.
You're not going to get a fight out of me about that.
Yeah, so my thing is, I mean, it's like, you know, when you say conspiracy theories, it's to the point, okay, you believe that the government can lie. So you're a conspiracy theorist. That's not a good definition. Because it's almost like there are a lot of facts. I mean, in plain view, if you just go back and look at the media stories alone, not including your own research, just look at what they said, what they reported, different video footage of different things and how buildings are going. It just, it's clear that they killed a lot of American citizens because they wanted to get into, you know, the Cold War ended and they wanted to get some stuff going. So that's what happened.
But there's a lot of folks, I mean, they've been lying a long time. This is not new. See, we need to understand that we have been lied to by our government for a very, very long time about a lot. And we need to be honest about it.
I heard we had prior knowledge of that. We felt like we wanted to get in, so we let it happen. I mean,
and I go back to the George Orwell quote. Freedom is the freedom to say 2 + 2 = 4. And they want to take that away from us. They're trying to take it away from us. And it kind of goes on and on. And the media just sits there and takes it. I'm going to digress just a little bit because I was talking with Tracy. I watched CNN last night at 5 o'clock. Sometimes I watch lots of different television stations. They were talking about Barack's speech in Berlin yesterday. 10 minutes. I don't know who Candy Crowley was, one of the correspondents. I don't know who the other two were, but Bernie Goldberg's book, the media slobbering love affair with Obama. Slobbering was the word. You had to get the rag and wipe the drool off the TV screen. I've never heard anything like it. It was a terrible speech. He looked terrible. There was nobody there watching him. Nobody cared about the message, and the Europeans hate him right now. And yet they got on there with, oh, he's still popular. He has 80% popularity. No, he doesn't. What are you looking at? But they come out and they say a lie. And if you assume that they're telling the truth, we're in trouble.
We assume that they're telling the truth, Mark.
And they can't. You assume they're lying. The government goes in front of Congress and says, trust us, the NSA. Why would I trust you? Why? Why would I? When somebody can explain to me, when my wife calls me up and asks for a loaf of bread on her cell phone, what does that have to do with terrorism and Pakistan? Why do they need to know that phone call was made? It's none of their business.
Because they're tracking you, Mark.
Well,
and we need to understand that metadata, they don't have to listen to your phone calls. That's something we need to understand. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. They don't have to listen to your phone calls to have a great picture of you when they have the data about you.
Oh, sure. Sure. A friend of mine says, well, I watch Law & Order, and they go in there, and they get all the phone records, and they get the credit card records. They get it with a subpoena.
Did you see what the Supreme Court said that you don't about the Miranda rights yesterday, Mark?
On the DNA?
No. This was on the Miranda rights and not. You know where in the Miranda rights it says you have the right to remain silent. That silence now can now hurt you.
No, I didn't see that. I did not read the Supreme Court decision that came down
yesterday
afternoon this morning.
Because I need somebody to explain that to me. Because what they're saying is, and from what I was reading, they were saying that now you have a way that you can self-incriminate, and it's okay for you to do that now.
I'm going to have to look at that.
Okay,
I'll
let you look at
that.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Hey, Philadelphia, you're back on.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain myself. First of all, I do know how to analyze information. I want to make that point clear. What I had said to you is that a lot of what you hear in the media today are a result of people trying to build support against policies that the government is trying to implement currently. If you as a concerned citizen are concerned about what's going on, you need to not look at the media at all. Look at alternative forms of information and try to draw some type of a conclusion based on that. When you look at people like Glenn Beck and other people on Fox News, they are repeating talking points to garner support and to try to garner some type of wealth for themselves. I do not trust everything that they say.
That's what we were talking about.
And I do not think that Glenn Beck is some type of leader who is trying to place himself in the role of a civil rights leader or some type of leader who is trying to seek some type of social justice. I don't think he is a person who is in that vein.
But I didn't ask you that. That's not me in the conversation.
That is what you asked me. You asked me if I agreed with what he said. No, I did not agree with what he said because I do not agree with the person who is giving the message. I don't believe that he's sincere about what he's saying in the first place.
That's not what I asked you.
That is what you asked me, miss. That is what you asked me.
No, it's not. I didn't ask you that.
I'm not going to go back and forth over and over again. I don't agree with the man. That's my opinion. And I do know how to analyze information, and please don't try to insult me in that way. I know perfectly well how to analyze information.
But you can't analyze a question, because that's not what I asked you.
I did analyze your question, miss. I did analyze your question.
Listen,
and
thanks a lot for calling in. I'm done. Hey, you're not...
calling me names because you don't agree with what I'm saying.
It's one of those days, y'all.
I got some pink pills that'll help.
Man, it's one of those days. It's one of those days. I didn't ask him that. I asked him what the man said today. I said we don't have to agree.
And I gave you my response.
I'm on a completely different topic. You know, sometimes you see stupid things. And I'm sitting here, and I got an email from my liability insurance provider.
Oh,
and I have to renew my liability policy the 1st of July every year for my legal malpractice insurance. And they ask you, what are your revenues for the year? Well, I gave them an estimate of what I thought my revenues were going to be for the second half of 2012, and I was wrong. Now they want an explanation as to why my revenues were down. What part of, hey, it was just one of those years, don't you understand? I don't know what to say.
Mark, question.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to pay. God, is that mandatory that you have to have insurance?
It's mandatory in the sense that if we don't have it, we have to inform our clients when they come into the office that we don't carry malpractice insurance.
Okay, so malpractice insurance for attorneys. I'm really going off base, but malpractice insurance for attorneys.
Yes, ma'am.
What does that entail? I understand doctor malpractice because if I go in there and you shoot me with the wrong medicine and I, but what about the league? What is that for lawyers?
There are so many. Let's just start with the deadlines. The deadlines kind of go on and on. If you miss the statute of limitations, if you don't get your cause of action filed within a certain time, you get thrown out of court because you didn't file a pleading. You missed a cause of action. You missed a fax. You didn't write. You asked the wrong questions. Maybe you lied about something. I mean, it just kind of goes on and on. There's all sorts of malpractice in the legal profession.
Really?
Really?
And are your premiums similar to that of
doctors?
Doctors?
No. But then again, the malpractice insurance policies for lawyers don't pay a whole heck of a lot. They're very bad policies, but it's supposedly better than nothing.
Okay.
So if I file a tax return,
I never realized
there's a penalty.
I
might file a tax return like there's a penalty. I mean, there's all sorts of different things that can go wrong.
I never realized that you guys had malpractice insurance also.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And we're required to carry it, and if we don't, we have to tell. We're required to have it, and if we don't have it, we have to tell our clients that we don't have any. So this gal's asking me, well, how come my revenue wasn't so hot the last 6 months of 2012? Well, I'm 63. I'm semi-retiring. Sometimes the revenue doesn't come when you think. It might pop up after the first of the year because the policy doesn't go year to year. It goes from July to July. Sometimes it's just absurd.
Wow.
Hey, what a world we live in.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. I'm here with Mark Mangi, and, you know, he comes in there on the first and third Thursdays of the month. And I got questions for him. I'm going to take a break in just a moment, but I have to ask him, have you seen the president called at the G8 summit?
Yes, ma'am.
For the reduction of nuclear arms?
Yes, ma'am.
What does that mean? Because no one has been able to – I'm clueless when it comes to that. What is that? What are they talking about?
Well, the Russians have 1,500 nuclear weapons, nuclear missiles. We have 1,500 nuclear missiles.
Okay.
He wants to cut them back to 500. If you can figure out why, I don't know. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I don't understand.
Barack Obama is an ideologue. He opposes nuclear weapons. And it's easy to say, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
We all oppose the nuclear weapons when they get shot at you.
Yeah, they get shot at you, but it also kept the peace for how many years? Because we had them pointed at each other. The problem we have is Russia's not our enemy anymore. I mean, we're competitors. We don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. But the chances of Russia sending a nuke over to the United States is zero. There's no chance. And so why is he worried about reducing nuclear weapons when the countries who we could use them against are starting to get them? We've got North Korea. We've got Iran. We've got China. You know, we've got a lot of our bad dudes getting these things. And they're not cutting back.
So
Obama says we're going to lead by example. Oh, geez. I'm sure the Ayatollahs are sitting there in Tehran saying, well, look at that. He's cutting back his weapons. We should do the same thing. How stupid does he think we are?
I need for somebody to explain it because I'm confused by a lot of things.
You're confused because his world is upside down. He doesn't live in the world we live in. He comes from academia. This guy's a professor. People have their own set of rules that are different than the ones that you and I live by.
Some of my closest friends are professors, and they're wackadoodles when it comes to their policy, but they're not.
You can't take – it's wonderful to sit and say, if only the world – if we just held hands and sang,
but that's not real.
Everything is going to be fine. It doesn't work that way. There's bad people in the world. There's evil in the world. There's hate in the world. There's ideologies that want to kill women and kill gays and kill African Americans and kill you if you've got one eye and blue eye and one and brown eye. There's goofy people. You know, the Hitler, they tried to hold hands with Hitler. You saw what he did.
It didn't work.
They tried to hold hands with the Japanese at the beginning of World War II.
It didn't work.
It didn't work.
I'm just having some issues.
Peace comes through strength.
Let me take my break, because I did not understand that. And they were like, okay, and then we got the cell phones, and I hear we have the drones, and the drones are actually, they sometimes even use them to spy on American public. So what are we doing? What? You got Serena, you know, she says the girl shouldn't have been drunk. They make her apologize. She apologizes. I wouldn't have done that.
I'm tired. Quit apologizing.
It was the truth.
They're going after Paula Deen, for God's sakes, because she said something in a deposition. She's a racist.
What? In a deposition?
Yeah.
A deposition for what?
Well, they wanted to know, did you ever say...
The N-word?
The N-word.
Oh, I would never say the N-word. Absolutely not.
Ever? And what did you mean when you said the N-word? Well, I was reading the comments after, and she said, yeah, probably a long time ago. Of course she did. She's from Georgia.
Yeah, quite sure she did. Not only, yeah. You know, I'm going to take a break on that one. Yeah, I'm quite sure. Yeah, absolutely. Most definitely.
I mean, turn on any rap radio station and you'll hear that word umpteen times over along with a few others.
Yeah, and I'm quite sure some of my closest friends have said the N-word. Maybe not in front of me, but yeah, they have.
You know, human nature is human nature. We gotta quit saying sorry for being human.
I'm going to be back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. Choose from tons of their fully loaded 6-inch subs, like the Spicy Italian or Meatball Marinara with all the fresh veggies you love, plus a 21-ounce fountain drink, all for just $4 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Obama gives this speech and he drones on and on and on about the future, about his vision, State of the Union speech. He's talking about the future. He's painting a picture. He's creating an image. If we just had more taxes, if we just had more government, more programs, more departments, more agencies, if we just had more, paradise would be here.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM. We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM. 347-945-5229 or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM. Online at TracyandFriends.com. Or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll go anywhere you want to go. We'll talk about it. A little bit of anything that you want to talk about. Mark Mangi's in studio with me.
Hey, Tracy.
And I wanted to bring up money, because Mark's in studio, and Mark
we
knows
need
money.
More. I don't have any. We need to get some more money.
You know what I call today, right?
Huh?
You know what today's, what today's, Mark knows best.
Oh, Mark knows it all day today?
Mark knows it all day.
That's right.
I thought you knew Mark knew it all.
Yeah, well, my mother always told me that.
You know
she
it
said,
all.
You think you know it all. You know what? She's right. I was wrong once back in 1973.
That's right. So Mark knows it all. And you can go to markknowsitall.com because you have a blog.
Markknowsitall.com, that's right.
Markknowsitall.com. And so Mark knows it all. So since Mark knows it all, tell me, Mark, why did the stock market go have a problem with Bernanke yesterday?
Oh, they didn't like what Ben Bernanke had to say yesterday.
Why not? He said he's going to quit printing money. What's wrong with that?
He's going to quit printing money.
I like him. What's wrong
with
that?
Well, this economy has been supported by massive amounts of money being shoved into the economy, because whenever you're talking about the economy, there's two areas you have to be concerned about. One is fiscal policy, which is the policy of the United States government which affects spending and debt. The other is monetary policy, which is affected by how much money the Federal Reserve prints. Now, the Federal Reserve, its original mission was defined as to keep inflation in tow. And I'd say maybe 10 or 15 years ago, they changed that definition to also include monitoring unemployment and to devise monetary policies that would affect those two issues. And so that gave them a very thin line to walk. And since 9/11, the Federal Reserve has been printing money and pumping it into the economy at unbelievable rates. And that money's got to land somewhere. And where it's landing is the stock market.
Okay.
So people are afraid to invest. People aren't spending on equipment. People aren't expanding their businesses. People aren't hiring people. Corporations have unbelievable amounts of money just sitting in on their balance sheets, and that money's ending up in the stock market. So when Ben Bernanke comes out and says, well, it looks like the economy's turning around a little bit and the unemployment is stable, and we may have to taper back a little bit, if the economy keeps going the direction it's going, it spooks everybody, because that's where the money of the stock that's supporting the market's coming. It's the money that he's printing. And
so he gets up there and says, I'm not going to print any more money?
Well, no. He didn't say that. What he said, well, we may have to taper it off. See, his term is up this year, and he may want to start cutting back on the quantitative easing. before he leaves office. But you listen to the financial people on television, they say the Fed has been wrong in its economic predictions, and it's been wrong consistently. And this is no different. They're assuming that unemployment's going to do a certain rate, the economy is going to grow a certain rate, and the general consensus is that they're wrong. So as long as things continue to get bad, for example, the unemployment figures today, claims went up unexpectedly today, you're going to see anemic growth between 1% and 2%. They're predicting 3%. That's not going to happen. And they're predicting an unemployment rate of 6.25% or something like that. That's not going to happen either.
Okay.
Because, when you're talking about unemployment, you're talking about two things: the rate of unemployment and the number of people in the employment pool. If people drop out of the employment pool, you're going to have a lot of unemployed people, but it's actually going to drop the unemployment rate, even though the total percent of the population is not working.
Now, I heard this morning, and I was watching Morning Joe, and they were talking about unemployment and talking about how you have so many companies, small businesses right now, who have suspended their hiring, have cut back on investing in their business, all because of the uncertainty of the Affordable Health Care Act, also known as Obamacare.
Right.
And all this coming together, so you have the economy and you have the unemployment rate.
Yeah.
Still teetering.
Yeah.
On uncertainty.
And there's one other thing. And China's GDP is falling right now. The Chinese economy is the rate of growth is decreasing at a very rapid rate.
Why? What
because,
did they do?
You know, people think that China's the panacea of financial strength. It's not. They owe a lot of money themselves, and they haven't been very prudent in their banks. Their banks are in just about as much trouble as ours were 10 years ago. Or 6 or 7 years ago, and they have their own problems. You have to, free markets operate under a free government. They're a communist government operating a free market, and it doesn't work. They've got huge cities sitting there empty. They can't get the people to where the cities are. It's just it is a big, big mess. And so they've got their own problems. Their economy is pretty sick right now. And guess who we export to?
China.
You know, we talk about the Chinese exports coming into the United States, but we do a lot of exporting to China. So,
So why do we – right now we tend to depend upon everything China does is good.
Yeah.
Everything America does is bad.
And that's not true. I mean, you have to understand, we have 335 million people in the United States. They've got 1.5 billion. Their pool to grow their economy when you're starting from nothing is that's why their economy is growing so fast. But their middle class is still low. There's a huge amount of poor people in China, and they can't seem to take care of these issues. And the public's demand, The Chinese developed their economy for export.
Okay.
Now, all of a sudden, their people are demanding things. So they have to turn their economy and start to account for internal domestic demand and internal growth. They're having difficulty doing that. It's not working too well for them.
And actually, once you stop using outhouses,
yeah,
it's very difficult to go back to using them again.
Yeah.
And I hate to put it that way, but it is true.
Yeah, our expectations grew up. We
right.
want bigger and better things.
And once they get a taste of, how we do it here in America, they want to continue living that kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of people trying to get there, and yet they still have abject poverty, because the poverty that they have and the poverty that we have are two different kinds of poverty.
Yeah, and the other thing, their corporations are different than ours. They have a lot of government-owned corporations. Semi like General Motors is right now, but their goals are different. Here, our corporation, our goal is to make money. Their goal is to somehow make money while satisfying what the government's social policy is.
Yeah.
And it's not really working that well over there.
Not only that, their policy, they own everything, I believe, almost.
Yeah.
No one really owns 100% of anything.
The other interesting thing about China is that it is not particularly wealthy in natural resources. They import coal from the United States. And Obama's trying to prevent that by the building of ports to export the coal from here to China. And they're going to be importing a lot of natural gas from the United States. And over the next 10 to 15 years, we're going to become self-sufficient in energy, which kind of throws the stuff off, particularly since the Chinese currency is now being touted as a world currency. The dollar right now is the reserve currency, but China on its own has been making separate deals with the country to elevate its currency. This is an interesting time.
Yeah, but is America ready for the time that it's interested in? Because see, right now they say last month that Americans spent more on fuel than they did on food.
Yes.
Right now the economy is very, very unstable when it comes to everyday workers.
Sure.
You know, I look at Verizon leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if displaced workers will get to go to that you can move. Well,
yeah.
Moving for people who are two family income, you just can't. Then it's not like they're going to go and move you, sell your house or
yeah.
buy your house, and mm-hmm. They're going to give you a raise for where you're going, and they're going to give you a moving rate. They don't do all that.
Yeah, you know, I was. Let me put it to you this way. I'm not surprised at Verizon's leaving.
I'm not either.
Because how many Verizon stores can you stand? I mean, there are two company-owned Verizon stores in Mahoning County,
true.
Both on 224, one on the west side of Market Street and the other on the
correct.
East side of Market Street.
But see, that call center that's behind there.
They have a call center behind there. And what they're doing is they're consolidating their call center down to Columbus. And what our area needs to do is to learn how to get companies to consolidate their call centers here, which is, you know, those kinds of businesses. We employ a huge amount of people here in the Mahoning Valley in various call centers. I think somebody dropped the ball on that in working with Verizon, getting them to don't take the jobs from here. Bring the jobs from Columbus here rather than the other way around.
But the number 347-945-5229. I think this is just my personal opinion. I think some of them has to do with a lot of right to work because of the other places because they're going down south also,
yes.
So a lot of right to work states.
Yes.
Also, it has to do with the climate of organization when it comes to unions here.
Yes. But they're not unions.
That doesn't mean they were not whispering.
You know, I don't know if that's the case or not. I think this area gets a bum rap for I would agree with the comment maybe 10 or 15 years ago. I'm not so sure that's the case now. We have strong public employee unions up here, and the nurses union over at what used to be the Youngstown Hospital Association. I think it's Valley Care now.
Right.
They're unionized. GM is unionized here.
Different union because the SEIU they are bullies.
But V&M isn't union.
Yeah, I know.
And the new manufacturing companies that are coming here aren't union. So, and even at GM, I think I'm so proud of our the United Auto Workers Union right now because they could have done our local could have done what a lot of local unions. Did like they do at the General Electric plant and more, and you know, we just pack up and leave. But they've worked very hard to get along with management and grow this area to everybody's benefit, and I think that's a good thing. I think we're a model for the rest of the country. If you're going to be a union state, this is how it ought to be done. Look at these folks. Everybody's making money out there now. Good for them.
But it took a process because UAW now is working very, very well with management.
And I remember when they weren't.
And I remember, that's what I'm saying. And I remember when they weren't.
I remember when they weren't.
So they've gotten to the place now that they grew up and said, you know what, you know, I look at GE over in Warren, where they
yeah.
voted themselves out of a job.
Yeah. What were those? That was an age thing, not a union thing.
But no matter what, because
yeah.
remember, their kids work there.
Yeah. And, you know, they basically, I was so happy when I heard that General Electric was going to stay out there. And then they, you know,
then they voted themselves
completely
out of a job.
I can't believe that. You know, how stupid can they be? And upset it upset a lot of people. You know, those poor folks have families to raise, and some of them have worked there for 10, 15 years. And
because I don't think we appreciate that which we have where we are.
Which, by the way, and we were talking about China a little bit ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Barack Obama credit for one thing, and he's done one thing right, and it's a big thing.
Today, the 20th of June, 2013, at 1:49, Mark is going to say that Barack Obama, the President of the United States, did something right. What was that?
He forced the Chinese to let their currency begin to float, which equalized one of the reasons why they're still going to be able to make light bulbs and more, and if GE chooses to, is because of it's become less profitable to make them in China. Obama has done a good job at coercing them into raising the value of their currency, and that's a good thing, and we're seeing some of the rewards for it now.
We coerced them to raise the value of whose currency?
The Chinese currency.
Can I ask you a question then?
Yes.
If you can coerce the people to raise the value of their currency, why can't we do anything to raise the value of our currency?
Well, they purposely want to keep it low because currencies are all relative to each other. So if the American currency is devalued and the Chinese currency goes up in value, we're going to export more to China. And right now to Europe, for example, our currency is worth nothing. It's I think a euro costs $1.30. Our currency is very low, and that allows us to export to Europe. There's a lot of this stuff. I'm a big currency guy. I think currencies are real important. And
that's why I'm asking you about this currency thing. When do we raise our currency so when I go to buy a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
It doesn't take a whole gallon of gas.
We can't.
Huh?
We can't.
Why can't we?
All right, let's talk about what China was doing. China has a communist government, and they pegged the value of their currency to the dollar.
Okay.
China was not a full participant in the World Bank and world markets. So no matter what the dollar did, went up and down, the Chinese currency was always cheaper than the dollar, which meant they would always export more to us than we would export to them.
Okay.
What Obama's been able to do is to allow the Chinese to start to decouple. So, I mean, that's a government thing. That's a government policy thing. And that has nothing to do with how currencies float naturally. You know how we devalued our currency? We printed a lot of money.
Well, he said he was going to ease up on the printing.
Well, it's not going to change overnight. You know, he's still printing $85 billion a month. And if he cuts back, it might only be $80 billion a month.
So how do we actually compete with this? How do we make – Mark, this is my problem. See, rich people, wealthy people, they're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Poor people, they're probably going to be better. The people in the middle
– they get it both directions.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
I'm having problems with this. We don't realize how much trouble we're in. Because we can't afford, I mean, Mark, it costs $100 to fill up my little tiny truck.
Yeah.
It costs, you go to the grocery store, you spend $50 and you don't walk out with nothing.
And I want you to know, it's costing you the gas, and I'm talking gas right now in Ohio is very, very expensive.
More than other places.
More than other places because there are pipeline issues for the pipelines that came into where we live,
right,
and that has caused the price of gas to go up here. You could go to Pittsburgh; it's anywhere from a quarter to 50 cents a gallon cheaper,
right?
And because Pittsburgh gets their gas from another pipeline, where we get our processed gas, we had refinery problems, we had pipeline problems, and it drove the price of gas up here. Although, and I don't know if he's listening or not, I have a good friend who is basically the middleman between British Petroleum and the British Petroleum State BP stations here in the Mahoning Valley, who said he fully expected the gas to go up to $4.25, $4.50 a gallon. And it didn't happen. It actually went down. So something happened in the process to get gas at $3.69 a gallon here.
So
you don't have to go very far, you know, east to find gas a lot cheaper.
But Mark,
yeah,
it's, I mean, everything's going up.
Yeah,
nothing's coming down.
Right.
And the people are struggling.
Right. That's the non-inflation.
Huh?
Well, the government says there is no inflation.
Okay.
It's like, as we're talking about 1984, the government says there is no inflation. Oh, really? Now, why am I paying $5 for a box of Cheerios?
That's what I'm asking you. That's what I'm trying to say, Mark.
Well, you want to know why? Because they take the food. Anything that has inflation problems, they take out of the way they figure out inflation.
So they took food out?
They took food out. They took fuel out. They took housing out. Well, what's left? Well, you know, I can go out and buy an iPhone for $20, or Best Buy is doing that trade thing. They're giving away for nothing. Oh, well, there's no inflation there. Cost of TV sets has gone down. There's no inflation there. Cost of computers has gone down. There's no inflation there. And that's the stuff they're looking at to say there's no inflation. But the cost of clothes is going up. The reason why the cost of clothes is going up is because the Chinese currency is raising in value. You can't import it as cheaply as we used to.
Right.
And you know what? Go try to buy an American flag.
That's made in China.
No, it's not. They're made in the United States, and they cost $45.
You can't afford a flag.
You can't afford an American flag for $45. You go into Walmart, it's the most expensive thing in the store.
I got issues with that, Mark.
And they make them right as they did a thing on TV about that a week or two ago, and they made them in Coshocton, Ohio. I never know it's pronounced Coshocton.
No, it's Coshocton.
But that reporter kept saying Coshocton. I'm here at Coshocton.
He didn't know no better.
Yeah, he was a she.
She didn't know no better. It's Coshocton. She could get shot.
Ginger's
that.
Here. My wife. What? What'd she say?
Hey, listen, I'm going to take my break. We're at the top of the hour news. It is about. Oh no, I've got a few more minutes, so I better not go too
Let's
early.
Let's talk about the Catholic Church.
No, we'll do that after we come back.
Oh, we'll do that after we come back. Okay.
Because we got to talk about how Catholic school, religious schools are now divisive. Did I say that right?
I just got another email from my insurance carrier. I said I have a private business outside of that. They want to know what I make in the private business.
What does that have to do with your private?
What's that have to do with anything?
I don't understand. What in the world is going on, Mark? This is not good.
We will need the attached supplement in regards to the outside business.
This is not good. I'm serious. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic today. But this is not good. I'm going to take my break because Mark is trying to figure out how to not tell all of it. I don't know why they have to know that much, but you know they want to know it all. But no one's spying on you, Mark. They just want to know for information purposes. Because when they tie it all into a central database, then they'll mesh the data with the meta tags, and they will really know who you really are.
I'm floored. Well, you know, read the email, so you know I'm sure they going back and forth with this babe.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They're not reading it. They just want to know that you're doing the right thing. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll see you on the other side of our break.
The Valley's Medical Guide is now available at a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Mercer, Lawrence, and Columbiana counties. This medical guide is packed with useful health tips and a local physician's listing. Enter to win a $500 American Express card. Pick up your free copy at a local participating Walgreens pharmacy. Stop by a Walgreens near you in Mahoning, Trumbull, Lawrence, Mercer, and Columbiana counties. Plus, a chance to win a $500 American Express card. Now at Walgreens, accepting most Express Scripts plans.
The average American makes 12 cell phone calls each day, 84 calls each week, 300 each month. That's 4,000 cell phone calls each year. If you suspect child abuse or neglect, the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services is asking you to make one more call. Call 855-OH-CHILD to be connected to your local children's services agency. Calls are confidential and anonymous. Call 855-642-4453. It's the most important call you'll make. The average American makes 12 cell phones.
Broadcasting from the Ford studios, only the Ford F-150 can haul more and tow more than any other pickup. For a limited time, just sign and drive off in a new F-150 with no cash due at signing. See your local Ford dealer or visit driveoneohio.com.
Every private room at Crandall Medical Center has a window on the world, a view of the beautiful lawns and gardens of the rural Copeland Oaks campus. At Crandall Medical Center, we know what a positive therapeutic effect nature can have on mind and spirit. From your window, you can watch the sunset over our five-acre lake, while our competent nursing staff cares for your physical needs and our therapists help you to strengthen your body and stimulate your minds. At Crandall Medical Center, our rehabilitation program aims to help heal body, mind, and spirit. The song of a bird and the whistle of a wind in the trees are...
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Facebook hopes you'll like its latest products.
Pictures on Instagram are about to begin moving.
I'd like to introduce... video on Instagram.
Instagram founder and CEO Kevin Systrom making the announcement.
Everything we know and love about Instagram, but it moves.
It's a lot like Vine on Twitter, except in this case, users can take longer 15-second video clips, add special filters, and let friends watch them.
What we did to photos, we just did to video.
And Instagram has unveiled a new technology to stabilize shaky videos we all take on our smartphones. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Senate is set to consider a compromise immigration bill which doubles the size of the Border Patrol and creates a path to citizenship for many undocumented Americans. But House Speaker John Boehner says why now?
Americans' confidence in their government is near an all-time low. So if immigration reform is going to work, it's essential that we have the confidence of the American people and that it's done the right way.
Boehner calls the issue a political football which has been kicked around too much. Authorities in Houston looking into an accident which seriously injured five utility workers. They were in an underground electrical vault underneath the sidewalk in downtown Houston where there was a flash fire. All were badly burned. And authorities say there's still a smell of burning wires in the area. New research may calm the fears of women who would like to have a child after the age of 35. An article in The Atlantic magazine says a lot of the guidelines are out of date.
When you dive into the information, many of it is hundreds of years old. And the reason for that is it's very hard to study. Most couples spend many, many years trying not to get pregnant. And then they start, and it's hard to look at a population that was always trying to get pregnant. And so they look at these isolated communities. A lot of the other data comes from infertility clinics. Again, it's skewed information.
ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor Dr. Richard Besser. The Dow is down 246 points, NASDAQ off 58. This is ABC News.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
They won the U.S. model rocket competition. Now three high school students from Texas are ready to take on the world at the Paris Air Show.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to enter the competition, but it helps if you want to be one.
Currently, I want to major in aerospace engineering.
That's Mark Janica from Georgetown, Texas. He, his brother Matt, and teammate Daniel Keaton are representing America in Paris. The challenge, building from scratch a rocket that shoots 750 feet into the sky.
Wow!
And comes back to Earth with its payload, a raw egg, completely intact.
It never really gets old.
Daniel says it took lots of practice to get there. And if they get the trophy, Mark says...
It looks really good to put on a college resume.
Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Well, last summer it was all about salted caramel. This year, the truly trendy will be drinking peanut butter. Beverages flavored with the nutty spread are showing up at fast food chains from Cinnabons, decadent Reese's Gelato, to Pink Berry's slightly healthier Greek yogurt smoothie. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It's avocado season only at Subway, and it all starts at breakfast. Try the hot and delicious bacon, egg, and cheese with avocado, or add rich, creamy avocado to your favorite breakfast sandwich. It's one tasty addition to any morning. Subway, build your better breakfast.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
I'm at a local golf course to talk Gold Bond Powder with the Phillips foursome. You guys look uncomfortable.
Man, it's humid.
My shirt's stuck to my back.
My feet are funky.
And I'm itchy in all the wrong places.
I've heard enough. Phillips foursome, relief starts now.
Good.
Gold Bond medicated body and foot powders are proven to relieve itch, odor, and wetness with that cooling, feel-good, refreshing kick.
Feels great. Great.
Itch-free, baby.
Couldn't be happier to hear that. Gold Bond Powder. Relief starts now.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Welcome to your capital. Look at that building. That building belongs to you. You look around at all of these buildings. All of those buildings belong to you. After all, this is your government. Government of the people, right? Isn't that what the Constitution says? You see, we in Congress, we work for you, not the other way around. The IRS agents down the street, guess what? They work for you. And the guy that lives in the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, guess who he works for? He works for you. Here's the problem, folks. Barack Obama and his IRS have forgotten who they work for. They think that you work for them. Mr. Obama must think he's the king with the right of a royal crown to power and with the power to tax his subjects. But the Constitution says otherwise. You and I both know that that's not true. Your presence here today is a hopeful sign that Americans are not going to stand by and watch the IRS target American citizens. We're not going to stand by and watch the IRS meddle and give information about our health records to whoever they want to. And we're not going to stand by and tolerate being lied to by the White House. You see, you run this country with your vote and your voice. And while you're here this week, let your voice be heard. I'm Bill Johnson from Ohio. Glad you're here. God bless you. Thank you so much.
I wanted to get that in. Bill Johnson spoke on yesterday at on Capitol Hill at the same
I'm
place.
I'm so excited. That's my congressman.
Yes. Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's not yours.
No, my congressman wasn't there.
I know. I didn't think.
I don't know why.
I you know, it's beyond me.
I don't know why. Hey, the number 347-945-5229. Want you to chime in today. You said, I said something we were going to bring back. What was it after the break?
Cause we're going to talk about the Catholic Church and our president.
Well, you know, I told you, Mark.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't tell it. Don't say it. Uh-uh. Because you can't say that religious teaching is divisive.
He
didn't say that. No, he didn't say that.
I'm pulling up the quote. I had it on here, and then my phone went, my screen went blank, and I can't seem to get it. Here we go again. This guy goes to Ireland.
Ireland?
I think he says he's Irish. Yes, they did some stuff. That he is
Northern Ireland,
and he's in Northern Ireland, and he says, and this is a quote. Yeah, and your listeners probably know that there's a lot of issues called the Troubles in Northern Ireland.
No, they don't know. So tell them a little history.
Well, Ireland was a Catholic country, and it was invaded by England.
Okay.
And England incorporated it into Great Britain. And they drove the residential Gaelics almost into the ocean. It's along you'll find the true Irish along the western shore of Ireland. And in the 1920s, there was an uprising that culminated in the formation of the Republic of Ireland. But there were a lot of British that had moved into Ireland, and they were concentrated in the north. And so I think it's two counties of Northern Ireland are still part of Great Britain, and
wow.
they're the Protestant. That's just where the Protestants are, and they have they're called the Orange Men. And if you see people wearing orange on the on St. Patrick's Day, it's kind of a deliberate affront. To the Irish, so the Catholics in the Catholics of Northern Ireland wanted Northern Ireland to be part of the Republic of Ireland, or the Irish Republic. I'm not sure what their legal name is, and so there was the Irish Republican Army decided to wage war against the Protestants, and it has been a big, big mess with both sides shooting at each other and blowing each other up. And Northern Ireland had walls built down the center of their towns, Protestants on one side, Catholics on the other, and they went to different schools.
Okay.
So they seem to – Northern Ireland actually has been granted a huge amount of autonomy by the British, and things have been getting better. They're not great, but they're a lot better than they were. And Obama went to Northern Ireland, and here's what he said in his speech, quote, "If towns remain divided, if Catholics have their schools and buildings and Protestants have theirs, if we can't see ourselves in one another and fear or resentment are allowed to harden, that too encourages division and discourages cooperation." Now, on the face of it, given the history of Northern Ireland, that sounds okay. I mean, we should all be together. As in all things progressive, never take what they're saying at face value. Because part of Obama's philosophy, and this relates to vouchers and the use of private schools, is that there is a disdain among progressives for Catholic schools here in the United States. And this is, and you take, put it together with his campaign against the Catholic Church with abortion and his campaign against the Catholic Church with gay rights and his attempt to try to redefine what is a religious institution, it goes to the progressive fundamental belief that religion is divides people and ought to be out of the public square 100%, and we all ought to be sitting together singing Kumbaya in the same schools. Now, it's interesting, he did not talk about the Islamic schools over there.
Okay.
He talked about the Catholic and the Protestant schools. There's Islamic schools over there, too. Didn't mention them. This guy's ideology just kind of oozes out of him, and he's made Catholics angry. And so the American Catholics for Religious Freedom responded today saying, quote, "President Obama's anti-faith secular agenda was shamefully on full display yesterday when he told the young people of Northern Ireland that Catholic education and other faith-based schools were divisive and an obstacle to peace." And that pretty much sums it up. This has been bad news with this guy from day one when it comes to religion.
Mark.
Yes.
Mark. You're reading too much into this.
No.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No.
You added words to it. He didn't say Catholic schools were bad. He was just saying that they can be divisive.
What he's saying, if Catholics have their schools and Protestants have their schools, that encourages division and discourages cooperation.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
What do we do with our Catholic schools here?
We shut them down. The Catholics voted for
it. I'm going to be good and not make a comment on that as applies to one of the local Catholic high schools right now.
I mean, seriously, look.
Which is going to happen sooner or later.
But now, hold on, Mark. Now, wait a minute. No, this is my question to you. If you look at the Catholic vote.
Yes, ma'am.
In the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
They overwhelmingly supported the President of the United States.
Yes.
Even though the cardinals, the bishops, and those persons in hierarchy had a problem with his policy.
Yes.
And the policy of the party does not fit the policy of the or the faith of the, of the of the Catholic Church.
Yes.
So what's the problem?
I think that, as in all things with this president, until he does something to the specific group, they're not going. They ignore. It's not within their consciousness that this guy would say something like this. It's just like the press. The press loved him.
But
all of a sudden he went after the press,
and they still loving.
Not as much, but you know it's diminished.
But they still are not becoming journalists.
No.
So
no.
You know, like I said, when we were talking about Glenn Beck a little bit earlier, he said the journalists have instead of becoming journalists,
yeah,
they have become, you know, PR people.
Yes.
For this administration.
They're like an abused wife.
Absolutely.
Because the husband keeps beating them up.
And they keep on going back.
And they keep going back.
So what do we expect when, even though they go, he goes after the press, he goes after people, as long as they still sing his praise, they still will not tell the truth about what's going on across the globe. They still will not be truthful, nor will they actually be nonpartisan.
Because they'll never admit to themselves that they were wrong.
They don't have to come out and say they were wrong.
I think it's going to have the effect. How can I put this? They're never going to come out and say they made a mistake supporting this guy.
They don't have to say that. All they have to do is just tell the truth.
They'll never tell the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
But I think that when it comes time to vote in the in the off-year election 2014, I don't think they're going to come out and support him the way they have in the past. And I think it's going to raise a lot of eyebrows. Sooner or later, it's got to sink in. I've never seen a phenomenon like this before. This guy is turning this country upside down, and he's not doing a very good job of it. I mean, he's trying, but the resistance, I think, is saving things to a great degree. He's so wonderful. We love him.
But look at the American people. If you go and ask them, and look at the unemployment. If you look at what's going on, even in the black community. Look at what's going on there. They're still enamored. They don't want to come out and speak against him, because they feel as though he's being treated unfairly, and they believe that, you know, all this is going on and he can't do anything about it because he's only one man.
That we as the opposition have got to do a better job of spelling things out. It's got to be termed in terms they can understand. This man has spied on the public. He's gathered your phone records. He has drones flying over your house looking at you. He is using drones to kill people rather than put them in jail. He is, you know, supporting giving 13, 14-year-old girls medication to terminate pregnancy without the parents' permission. And just start listing them. This is what he's done.
But they don't believe, you know.
And they got to keep saying it, and I keep saying it until I can't say it anymore.
And we keep on talking, and they keep on saying, oh, no, it couldn't be. He's so great. You're picking on me. You know. It keeps on going. Local call, your mic is on. Oh, my. Local call, your mic is on. Hello?
Oh, hi. Yeah, when we talk about Obama, I want to go back a little bit because we learn a lot when we study history, don't we?
You're supposed to.
In the Senate, yes, when he was in the Senate, he voted, what, 200 times for president. Now, to me, that's red flags all over the place. And since he's been in, look what he's voted for, and look how we've gone downhill. It's startling.
I just read something that says that if President Obama threatens to veto the fetus pain bill, which already passed the House.
But you can't, didn't you mention the other day we can't go get a tan, kids or people, without, was that on your show, you can't get a tan without getting permits or?
No, that wasn't me, because I don't know about the tanning business, but I wouldn't be surprised.
If I remember correctly, I think what they've done is they've put an age limit that you can go in and get a tan without parental permission going into one of the tanning booths, plus there's the tax on the tanning business.
But, okay, so I can't go get a tan if I'm under a certain age without permission.
Yeah, I believe that's the case.
But I can walk into a pharmacy and get a day-after pill.
You can't get an aspirin without anywhere. If you go to the pharmacy, they're going to give you the day-after pill.
They're expensive, aren't they? I heard $50 a
pill. It depends on where you go. It's anywhere from $10 to $50. But no matter what.
They'll start handing out money at the schools to these kids to go buy them.
No matter what, you know, $10 is not hard to come up with. Making it that accessible for my kid to go and get a day-after pill without my consent is a problem. But then I have a problem with my child being able to get abortion without me being called.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If my child still lives in my house, I'm responsible for that child. And if I'm responsible for that child, then I'm responsible 100%. But for you to give them rights that they shouldn't have, I have major issues with. Now, I'm not a parent, and maybe I'm wrong, but everything in my house goes by my rules.
Now, I wanted to mention something about Michelle also. When was it? Refresh my memory when she said for the first time in her life she was proud to be an American or something. Remember when she said that?
She said that during, and I have to give her some leeway on that comment. Because as an African American female, you're not very patriotic about our country and prideful about the country growing up, just by the system of being a black person. You understand that?
No. Yes, I do.
Okay,
so
as me as a person, me as an African American female, I can understand her sentiments of her actually feeling the embrace of all America when they were running, because that was not expected.
And also, down through the years, our presidents, you know, when I hear Obama, he's our first black president, or, you know, he's half white, half black, right?
Right.
A lot of our presidents had black blood in them. A lot of people don't realize that.
Well, that goes back to us lying about history.
Yeah.
And see, we have been disingenuous when it comes to telling the truth about America to the American people. So if we think that lying today is new, we need to wake up and smell the coffee, because they've been lying a long time.
I do like Glenn Beck. He's the right person at the right time, just like your show here and the people that are speaking on your show, and it's the right time.
And let me say this. This is not about personality, because I don't know Glenn Beck. So I have to go by what Glenn Beck says. And I have to say, I may not agree with him all day long, but in that speech, I can't find anything that I could disagree with, because we say it here every day. So when people tell me, well, I don't like him because I don't like him, he didn't say anything right, I tend to have problems with. Because if you didn't like something that he said, tell me what you didn't like. But there was more that you could align with on that day. Because tomorrow I may not agree with him.
Right.
And we need to quit looking at the personality of the people and find out, hear what they're saying and say, okay, I agree with that red is red, but I agree that purple is not blue.
The principles of the thing, not the personality.
Correct. And when we start looking at that, it's the same thing with President Obama. You know, I would love to agree with him, but I can't. So no matter how he looks, I'm sorry, I don't agree with what he's saying, what he's doing, and what the direction that they're taking the country. I have a problem with that.
Right.
And if he was my brother, I would tell you the same thing.
Right.
I love you. You know, my uncle, we have this discussion about, you know, politics often. And there are a lot, and I tell him, you know, listen, nothing personal, but you and I disagree right now. And I love my uncle, as liberal as he is.
That's right. You may not like somebody, but listen to what they say. You could learn something.
And I do. Just not about politics. So how are you doing today?
Oh, just taking in the beautiful day.
Isn't it gorgeous outside?
Yes.
Well, listen.
There's always someone less fortunate than us. And I like to learn more humble, how to be more humble.
I'm just happy to be, you know, just to be here and just to be and have the opportunity to come and do what I do. I love what I do, and I'm just happy about it. It's just a good feeling, and I got great friends like you and Mark.
Thank you. That comes across when I hear you every day.
It's a blessing. It really, really is. We have fun here, and I just want people to have a better quality of life. I want a better quality of life, but I don't want to be at the top by myself. Does that make sense?
You don't have to. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I just don't, you know, I think we can do great things together as Americans. And I don't think we're not being given the opportunity because there are people who want to have this equalization. And you can't make everybody be equal.
Well, everybody's going to be equal today because the market's down 282 points. We're going to be equally in the crapper over here.
282?
Yeah, 282 points.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Well, united we stand, divided we fall, and let's stand. Let's all stand or learn how to stand another way, but let's keep standing.
We have to keep getting our message out, talking to folks, and being nice to folks when we talk with them because they have a lot mentally, emotionally, America has a lot invested in the current president, and that's always tough to overcome. But sooner, I've got faith in the American people. I really hope that I think that when the chips are down and they take a good look at things, at least they're asking the right questions. Young people, I don't know if you saw the poll last week, the support's down 15% among people. I think it was under the age of 30, and you know, it's interesting that they probably don't really give a darn about much of anything else that's going on in the country, but they do understand their privacy, and they don't want their emails and cell phones listened into. They understand that. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see what happens with those particular folks.
Hey, thanks for calling in.
Good job.
Huh?
Hey, thank you.
Well, you want to say something. Go ahead.
Wonder they haven't uprised about no jobs. Here we are into a half year gone of another year, and it's wonder there isn't a huge rebellion for jobs.
We make it easy for them to stay at home.
Yeah, I mean, there's no need to go get a job.
You know, they're able to live at home. They're able to stay on their parents' health care plan if they still have health care. You know, it's. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they got to start paying those student loans back sooner or later.
No, just stay in school. All you have to do is just... all you're
adding on, huh?
No, what they call them is professional students.
Yeah.
Go back and keep on rolling. Hey, thanks for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
440, your mic is on.
Yeah, I heard the thing today about... the president said that Catholic schools were divisive, and I'd like to know how in the hell is that the truth? How? Somebody tell me how is that?
I really want to know. It's that way if you're a progressive who believes that everybody should receive the same education and be indoctrinated the same way. A religion is the one place that Americans can go hide that he can't get at you. If you're going to a Catholic school, he can't reach you in that Catholic school. He can't indoctrinate you the same way as you're indoctrinating kids in the public schools. There's no teachers' unions there. They're teaching religion. They're teaching values. Everything that he finds offensive. This guy believes in the power of the collective, and he'll use that word.
Really?
He believes
then
in,
why is
in,
then why then why is the Muslims free to do what they want to do? And it's because he is a freaking liar. That guy's never been a Christian. Never.
I
never, ever. He's a Muslim. He lets them do free reign. We're going to have the same problems that England has. We're going to have problems. We're already having it.
The question is, do the American people know that we're having problems? See,
What can we do about it? He does what he wants to do anyway. There is nothing we can do. What do you want us to do? Physically go in there and throw him out? How are you going to do it?
Well, one, you got midterm elections coming up. You got education coming up.
Yeah,
one,
great.
We need
that's great. That's great. Only because you're going to have the same dummies that voted for him in the progressives. They're going to vote for them again.
Yeah, but we got to get those other people that didn't vote. I think was it 3 million people that didn't vote? We got to get those 3 million people back out. When we get back involved, we can change things. The question is, will we get involved and will we change things? Will we make a difference? That's where it all comes into play.
I mean, I listen to your talk show every day. And it doesn't matter what this president does, you still have people that are in the tank for this guy. It's like, really? You really don't know what's going on? You don't see it for yourself? Your life has not gotten any better, and you still support this guy? I'm just amazed.
That's exactly
right.
Me too.
That's amazing to me.
And maybe Republicans ought to take a lesson. And there's something else going on here. I'm not quite sure what it is. This has to be a different approach than a regular campaign kind of approach. We're dealing with people that blindly follow this guy. I've had people on the. Who I thought I was pretty good friends with, who received my website in a mailing every week, take themselves off the subscriber list last week because they didn't like what I wrote, and they just don't want to hear it. But they work in the Catholic Church. But they don't look at the news. Yeah, the problem you've got is that I watch Fox News and then I'll go back and forth from CNN and MSNBC just to see what they're saying. But most people listen to NBC, CBS, and ABC, and therein lies the problem. They're not educating the public as to what's going on, and there's a reason why they're not educating the public as to what's going on. President of NBC, his wife works in the White House. President of CBS, his wife works in the White House. The president of ABC, I think it's his brother that works in the White House. How do you expect to get news? He's co-opted. Let me tell you something. If you're the president of NBC and your wife is one of his chief advisors, you got to go home and get into bed with this woman.
But
you think you're going to criticize what she's doing? No way. And CBS went and told the lady whose computer was tapped into, saying, you're getting too political. Darn right she's getting political. They're tapping into my computer.
Well, you want to hear something?
The problem's with the press.
Do you want to hear something? And you tell me
if this makes
sense to you. I have a couple that are relatives. They're rich. They're in their mid-60s. They're devout Catholics, and they're still in the tank for this guy. It doesn't make sense.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I got relatives. They know that he's wrong. They know what he's doing is not above board, and they're still in the tank for this guy.
I don't get it.
This is what I hear, but I love him. I'm like, huh?
He's a nice guy.
He can't do it by himself. He's only one man. They treat him so bad.
My sister-in-law, that's her favorite freaking saying. He talks so nice. He talks so nice, I like to choke him out.
People are going to have to feel the effects from this guy themselves before they start to turn on him. And I think going into next year, you're going to start to see a sea change as Obamacare comes in, and people's lives are going to be disrupted as this healthcare thing is implemented. And they're going to say, well, nobody told me that.
No, Mark, they're not going to feel that.
Yes, they are.
Well,
we're all going to have health care, and it's going to be wonderful. Hold on, 440. 212, your mic is on. All right. 212, your mic is on. Okay. Private caller, your mic is on. Huh?
What about 347?
347, your mic is on.
Okay, you can call us 347. Hey, listen, I hear so much hatred coming from your show today. I just can't believe it.
I know. I know, Mr. Cox.
Hey, no,
all
right, let's listen to me. I heard you just a little while ago about your relatives saying, I love the man. You laughed at that. Now, you're supposed to be an ordained minister, right?
They weren't talking about him in that kind of love.
No, wait a minute.
That there's a different kind of love.
They love Martin Luther King too. Okay, he had faults. Okay,
this ain't about a
fault. This gang you got here talking to you is nothing but a bunch of hate mongers. You follow that? Now, I heard somebody say something the other day about his having a trip to Africa. And about $100 million. Wait a minute. Now, let me answer that. This President Bush had two trips to Africa. One of them there, he was there teaching him how to dance. The second one, he was on a safari, one of them going over there, you know, checking the elephants and things out. But that wasn't brought up.
It was.
No,
and
it
hold
wasn't.
On. Yeah, it was, because we teased him about
him
dancing.
Well, then why are you making a big deal out of this black president?
Because this black president is spending $100 million, yet he shut down the White House so you can't take a tour. Because he didn't have the money to fund it.
That is BS.
Okay.
Why don't you people practice talking low? You're a minister, talk low.
I like the
hold on, Mr. Cox.
Mr. Cox, when I tell you that, listen, when I tell you that I'm not in love with the president, I'm not. I love
him.
I don't wish him no ill. Yes,
but
it does. Because when they tell me that they,
listen,
when they tell me that they, I love the president, they're not talking about a godly love. They love the president because he's black.
How you know? See, you're full of BS, Tracy.
You know
he's
I'm telling
black.
The truth.
Hey,
you
I
know I'm telling the truth.
When I voted for him,
because he was black.
No, let me finish before you interrupt me. Hey, he's half white, he's half black, right?
That ain't
okay,
what I see.
I voted for his white half. You know why? Because his father there deserted him. And his father didn't have no religion. His father was an atheist.
Okay.
Did you know that?
And his father was a Muslim. His mother was an atheist.
No, that's BS. That is BS.
Oh, God, Mr. Cox, his father was a Muslim. His mother was an atheist.
No, his father was not a Muslim. His father was an atheist.
His father
was
a Muslim.
An atheist.
Okay? Where did you get that from?
I got it.
His father came out of Kenya. He was a Muslim.
I got it from a reliable source.
Okay. All right.
And I voted for the white half.
Okay.
His mother's side.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right.
I didn't care for the father. Because the father deserted him. His father, he only seen his father twice during his lifetime. So his father couldn't influence him. But why are you people just preaching hate? That's all you get on your show.
Because he's wrong.
Hate.
He's wrong. The man
you don't
is making
the Democrat
man.
Party. And hey, don't forget our Asian brothers and sisters. He got 73% of the Asian votes. Them are smart people. Okay?
Who said they're smart?
I'm saying they're smart.
Okay.
Their damn show ain't no dummies. They voted
they
for them. More the
That's
Asians voted for them than any other group outside of the African American. Remember, they demonized Martin Luther King when he was alive.
Yeah,
there was a lot of hatred going on.
But Martin Luther King is not Barack Obama. Just get that straight.
If it wasn't for people like Martin Luther King and others, you wouldn't even have a show. Okay?
You're right. And you're right. And President Obama is not standing on the shoulders of Martin Luther King, and we are following him as he is some kind of leader. He ain't leading nobody nowhere.
President Obama has said that if it wasn't for people like Martin Luther King, that's whose shoulder he's standing on.
No, he's not.
And the man, like I said, he's half white, half black.
Why do you like this man so much, Mr. Cox?
I care
for Martin Luther King.
Why?
Because they were out there doing something.
What is he doing?
Hey.
Tell me what he's doing.
If it wasn't for them damn teabaggers holding up every program that he's doing, we would have more employment.
Mr. Cox, who's in control of the Congress right now?
Hey, them teabaggers.
No,
the teabaggers are in control.
No,
holding up every damn program this man is trying to put forth.
Do you know who Harry Reid is?
Harry Reid.
Yeah.
Help me out.
He's the president of the Senate. Is he a teabagger?
No, he's not a teabagger.
What is
he? So what point are you trying to make?
You have a majority in the Senate. You're still not getting anything done. Who's holding that up?
Them other Republicans.
The teabaggers?
The teabaggers.
No. Can't hold it up.
Well, you mean they can't hold it up? They're doing it.
No, they're not.
They're doing it.
No, they're not.
Well, what are they doing?
Nothing.
Do you keep up? Hey, Tracy, what do? You just watch Fox News all the time? If it wasn't for Fox News, that wouldn't have been no teabaggers. Remember before this man? That's right.
I don't watch Fox.
I don't believe that.
I don't watch Fox News. I don't. I don't have time to watch Fox News.
I watch Fox News.
I don't have time to watch Fox News.
All the rest of you, your callers, probably Fox News.
I watch CNN, and I hear
so much hatred coming from your show. And here
you
are supposed to be an ordained minister.
This ain't hatred. This is telling you the truth. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Y'all wouldn't know the truth if it bit you in the rear end.
I'm telling you the truth. The man is bad.
Yeah.
And he don't mean you no good.
Yeah, well, okay.
And you keep on following him
he
means you some good.
Born again. No,
And when I promise you before this over with, you know what you'll say? You know, I didn't like her. She was right. I'm not preaching telling you to hate Barack Obama. What I'm telling you is he is not who you think that he is.
Yeah, who is he? The devil? Some of them call him the devil.
I ain't calling him
other haters say he's the devil. Oh,
I didn't call him the devil, but what I am saying is his policies go against everything that you taught your grandchildren and that my parents taught me.
Hey, you don't know what I taught my grandchildren.
Yes, I do.
I'm black and I'm proud.
You did not tell me to follow a black man down the street into a cave.
What? Follow a black man down?
It's down a primrose path. He's wrong. The policies that he's setting forth are wrong. He's wrong. Absolutely. Private caller, your mic is on.
Oh, yeah, Tracy.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that I think probably by the end of next year, people are going to really start to wake up and realize what's really going on with him. That's just all I want to say.
So you think by the end of next year, we're going to see it all?
Yeah.
I think so, too. I think it might be the end of this year. Because it's too much going on. Right now, and this is what kills me, in the African-American community, we are disproportionately still going down in the unemployment rolls. Yet we're still not asking any questions about what's going on in the inner city, what's going on with education inside of the – we're not doing anything. We're still paying allegiance to the flag of Barack Obama. That's a bad deal. You would not let Bush get a pass like this. nor any other president. You wouldn't let Bill Clinton get a pass like this. And Hillary's getting ready to run, and we're getting ready to toe the line for her.
She'll be the next president. If she decides to run, she will be the next president of the United States.
And you think that's going to be a good thing for you, right?
I didn't say it. It'll be a good thing for America, period. I'm on my way out of here, Perry. Tracy, I'm an old man.
What makes you think that?
Hey, look, I'm an old man, okay?
What makes you think that Hillary Clinton's going to be a good president?
Well, what makes you think she's going to be a bad one? Because she's a Democrat?
She's a progressive.
So what?
It makes a difference.
She's a liar.
Yeah, bad one. She don't know the difference between bullets and roses. It's
now,
not good.
If George, President Bush, he sent us into a war against a country that didn't have a damn thing to do with 9/11, right?
It did and it didn't. They had weapons of mass destruction.
It ain't no two ways.
It did or it didn't.
We went to war and lost over 5,000 of our young men and women. 100,000 of them come back here wounded, lost body parts, whatever. Okay? We went trillions of dollars into debt. The war wasn't even on the books.
Those wars that were started by President Obama President Bush, for some reason, it seems as though President Obama continues to stay there.
He had no choice. He could pull out.
Listen, President Obama is keeping the same foreign policy.
No, he isn't. He's putting an end to
this war. Am I missing something here?
He doesn't have a foreign policy.
What do you mean
he's the same policies as President Bush?
No, he hasn't changed anything.
Hey,
the thing is, he's trying to put an end to this war. Them doggone teabaggers, the Republicans, they want him to go over there to Syria to start another war.
Mr. Cox, you got your facts twisted.
How am I got them twisted?
The Tea Party is not telling him to go to Syria. Where did you get that at? You need to quit listening to Al Sharpton.
I got it from Fox News.
They don't want him going to Syria.
You
got
to listen to Al Sharpton.
When I listen to
it. No, you didn't get that from Fox News.
Oh, you don't? How do you know? You say you don't listen to it.
No, I read the news.
How do you know where I got it from?
Because I read the news. I go online and I read it. I don't go to Fox News. I don't do that. That's not what I do. And I'm just telling you. Hold on. Listen, I got to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. We'll be right back.
Of the new Chevrolet is back. 600WSOM.com wants to put you in the virtual driver's seat of today's most advanced vehicles and to give you a chance to win the Auto Law Jackpot. Just go to our website and enter the virtual auto showcase. There's a door to click for each of the Chevy All-Star dealerships. Check out each dealership right online. Sales hours, service hours, even a map to their front door. And once you're in, you could be just one click away from winning the Auto Law Jackpot. Your choice of $100,000 worth of vehicles. Let's see. How about five $20,000 cars? Or maybe three $33,000 SUVs? Or how about a pair of $50,000 luxury sedans? Wow. Mix and match up to $100,000.
Thank you so much.
We told you the excitement of the new Chevrolet is back at 600WSOM.com.
Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies,
Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassetech.com.
If you have a parent entering a nursing home, are the executor of an estate, or just need a will, this message is for you. The Law Office of J.M. Shade is able to help you make the right choices to ensure that you and your family are protected. Call us toll-free, 866-606-6187. Again, 866-606-6187. Or see our site for more information at jmselderlaw.com. jmselderlaw.com. Estate planning made simple.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Sophie was sobbing when her doctor ordered rehab after surgery for a fractured hip. Spending 6 weeks at a rehabilitation facility for therapy meant leaving Susie, her cat, her pet, her purring companion of 12 years. At Crandall Medical Center, we understand the bond between you and your pet. Crandall Medical Center is pet-friendly, allowing your pet to join you during your rehabilitation stay. The goal of our therapy and nursing staff is to get you both home comfortably, safely, and quickly. At Crandall Medical Center, the nursing staff and therapist kept Sophie smiling as she was getting back on her feet and Susie purring. Crandall Medical Center on the campus of Copeland Oaks Retirement Community in nearby Sebring. Visit us at crandallmedicalcenter.com. A good place to get better.
+1 800 530 WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. And I want to thank Mr. Cox and everyone else who called in.
He's a great guy. I like him.
Yeah, Mr. Cox. Yeah. Mr. Cox is a great guy. He is. You know, he believes what he believes, but I can't help but, you know, I would love to be wrong about what I'm right about. You know, I don't think people really understand that. I would love to be wrong about it, but I'm not. You know, I wasn't wrong about him running. I wasn't wrong about his reelection, and I'm not wrong about him now. And as much as I would love to say, you know, he is the first African-American president and I'm proud of him, I can't say that because his policies are bad for the underserved, they're bad for African-Americans, they're bad for America at large.
It bothers me in the sense that this man, I don't know, we've talked about this before, he hides behind his race.
He hides behind more than race.
And that bothers me.
He hides behind charm.
Yeah.
Because he's charming. And I will say this to you. I don't believe all of it's him. When I say that, there are other people behind him. That's why he can go on vacation and tell you that he didn't know something.
Yeah.
Because he really didn't know. And the reason why he didn't know is because he didn't know. And people have a hard time realizing that.
So you and I disagree on that, because I think he knows more than he leads on that he knows.
No. I think you can't party that much, be on vacation that much. Get on TV, be dumb enough to say, and open your mouth and say, I found out about the IRS when I watched CNN too. You can't say that, be dumb enough to say that out loud.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't.
The difference between not knowing and being smart, I think people made him a lot smarter than he turned out to be. I think when it comes to his core beliefs, his ideology, that he knows exactly what he's doing, and it comes out that when we look, we talk about the things that we talk about, he doesn't care because he really doesn't care about them. He cares about this. He doesn't care about that. So he goes to Europe. He cares. They said last night from the time that he was in Columbia University, he wrote papers. He has a hate of nuclear weapons. He cares about that. He's there doing that. He doesn't care about this other stuff. It is what it
but
is.
Now, I heard that. Now, where did you find papers? Because everything that I've ever heard is there are no, they can't find any reference of him at Columbia.
They apparently talked with some folks I heard on the news last night, and this was, you know, CNN that I heard this on, was that, you know, he has actively campaigned and talked about nuclear weapons, and that he is adamantly against them, which tells me he's basically a pacifist. And his ideology is, I care about this. I care about this. I care about nuclear weapons. That's what I'm going to do. Well, what about this drone stuff? I don't care about that. I care about this. And he's working about the things that he cares about, which aren't the things that you and I care about. You know, we care about what the loaf of bread's going to cost, and the story doesn't care about that.
But I don't – let me say it this way. I believe that he is trying to make everyone equal.
Well, he cares about that. But he doesn't care about what happens in the process.
I don't think he knows how to care what happens in the process, because while he's trying to do what he's doing, other people are moving the agenda in other ways.
Yeah.
See, that's my concern is he cares about what he cares about, so he feels as though if I make everybody accessible to it, and I don't think he understands management. You know, and when you come back, we'll talk about that more in detail if you like.
He's a professor. They don't understand management.
So how can you manage something as huge as the United States of America and all of its departments if you don't know anything about management? You can't vote present all the time and let everybody like you.
He's not voting
fundamental.
Present. He's not voting present on the things that he cares about.
But he no. All the time before he got in, there was no vote.
No, but now.
But now he's just.
Let's talk about Benghazi. I think he doesn't care about that. That war and what's going on in the Middle East is a nuisance for him. It's not on his priority list.
But no war is. No war is, because I don't believe that. I believe that we ought to live peaceably, and that everybody loves me.
Yeah.
I feel this. Everybody loves me. Everybody loves America, and we're going to make it to where we become all things to all people, and everybody's going to love me.
Yeah.
And you know, if everybody loves you, something's wrong.
Yeah, you're not doing that. That used to be Judge Leskovansky, where the divorce couple went in and both left angry at him. He said, I must have done something right, because if one goes out liking what I did, I didn't do my job.
And so I'm going to give health care to everybody, and I'm going to equalize. I'm going to punish people who have a better health care plan than the average person. I'm going to make to where every – if you look at him, he has this – and again, it is a – and I really criticized Jeff and Ben for years. He has a real socialist – view.
Yeah.
Everyone should be equal.
Yes.
And everyone should have this, and not everyone wants equality.
Well, you can't, everyone can't be equal. It doesn't work. They've tried it over and over and over and over again. It doesn't work.
Not especially when I'm not working.
Yeah.
See, I got to work for equality.
He doesn't care about jobs. If you've got a job, that's some capitalist is making money exploiting you. He comes from this guy is first and foremost a socialist.
That's the issue. He's a socialist, and the people that are around him are
socialists
also.
And the ones that are around him, I think, are beyond socialism. And you saw what Bill Lehrer said. He ought to be tried for war crimes. These people are ideologues. It's scary stuff. These are scary people.
Yeah, this is bad. Listen, Mark, we're at the end of the day. Bill, thanks for sending over this pie chart. Tomorrow I want to talk about this, because it talks about government spending details and where the money is going. But we don't – I mean, look at the inequality of what they're doing with the health care.
Yeah.
It's not going to work, Mark.
It's going to be a disaster. And that 300-point loss you saw on the market today, wait till next year.
People don't know what that means.
Well, they're going to find out.
They don't know what that means.
They'll find out.
And we'll see you guys on tomorrow. Tomorrow's open mic. Jeff and I will be here. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Write this number down, 347-945-5229. We want to hear from you always. I won't. Sometimes I beat people up after a while, but when you first call in, I try to be kind of nice.
Mr. Cox,
Mark says he loves you too. We don't hate President Barack Obama. I don't like his policies because I think they're going to erode your everyday quality of life. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Oh, no, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on Newstalk 600 WSOM.
Value is always on the menu at Subway, where now June's featured $5 footlong is the irresistible oven roasted chicken with spinach. Make it your own with all the veggies you love, like tangy banana peppers for just $5 every day. Try it on flatbread and it's still $5. Add melty cheese, still $5. Extra onions, still. Get the picture. So get
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren, the home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The slide on Wall Street continues a day after the Federal Reserve said it would begin cutting back on its economic stimulus programs in the coming months. An hour to the close, the Dow is down 345 points. And investors may be wondering, is this a sign of things to come?
Think of the market like a bike with training wheels on. Those training wheels are the stimulus, and we've been chugging along with that stimulus okay for many years now. Well, now that the training wheels may be coming off, can the market continue to ride? That's the question on Wall Street's mind, and that's why we're seeing all of this volatility.
ABC News Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. A compromise immigration bill has been introduced in the Senate. It doubles the size of the Border Patrol, would complete construction on a border fence, and also provide a path to citizenship for many undocumented Americans. Tennessee Senator Bob Corker.
We are investing resources in securing our border that have never been invested before, a doubling, again, of the Border Patrol, $3.2 billion worth of a technology that we took from the chief of the Border Patrol, the technology that he needs.
But the measure has plenty of opponents.
This bill and the promises surrounding it are full of hollow and ultimately illusory assertions.
Utah Republican Mike Lee. An all-female jury will hear the murder trial of George Zimmerman, the Neighborhood Watch volunteer accused of fatally shooting unarmed teen Trayvon Martin in Florida. Video is coming to Instagram.
Lots of people will compare the new Instagram service to Twitter's Vine service, and it definitely heightens the competition between Facebook and Twitter. These two